So the pro-Palestine protests that are happening in Washington, D.C., they are an expression of not just frustration, but also an expression of really strong anti-America sentiment. And as you saw, there were protesters that were being bussed in. We don't know who's funding the buses or the transportation. We don't know who's actually behind some of these protesters. I'm sure there's an element of it that's just organic, just people, you know, unhappy and understandably so about Israel's continued bombing of civilians and so on. But there's also clearly an element of this protest that is coordinated, funded, possibly by the same globalists that were behind Antifa. We saw American flags taken down and burnt. A lot of videos of that out there. So, you know, a lot of cheering as they're burning the American flag, and sit-in protests won by a lot of Jewish Americans, mostly younger, left-leaning Jewish Americans who are, you know, in opposition, obviously, to the Israeli genocide of the Palestinian people. And while I always support peaceful protests, this is not that. This, or at least elements of it, you know, burning the American flag, spraying graffiti all over statues, this is not okay. And this is a small taste, I believe, of things to come as Trump becomes our next president. You know, once he wins the election, you're going to see the radical left erupt in all kinds of ways, pushing all kinds of violence. And understand that just as right now, a lot of these pro-Palestine protesters, they're expressing that they hate America, that they're burning the American flag, or they condemn America. You're going to see a lot of left-wing protesters who also hate America. They want to see America destroyed because they're Marxists. I'm not talking about the pro-Palestine people, the Muslims. I'm talking about the radical left-wing, you know, lunatics. They are Marxists and they're communists and they despise America. So they want to see America destroyed. They were burning the American flags long before the pro-Palestine protesters were burning the American flags. And let me just put this out there for anyone listening who is sympathetic to Palestine, as I am. I am sympathetic to the humanitarian issues that are at stake here. And I've spoken out frequently. I've spoken against Netanyahu and against Israel's clear genocide. And I've spoken out against America sending more bombs and more money to Israel and so on. However, that said, the methods, the behavior of these protesters of graffiti and burning the American flag and marching around with an increasingly escalatory posture, this is not okay to me. This is not the way to go about affecting change. But this is very typical of the radical left. They want to force you to change. They want to, you know, block your bridges and your roads, and they want to burn down things, and pretty soon they'll be burning down buildings. They're going to escalate this. And it's their methods. They don't want to engage in debate, typically, and that's why they push so much censorship of conservatives in America. I've been censored for many years. I'm one of the most censored voices in the world, actually. But the radical left just wants to censor everybody. They don't want to debate. They don't want to engage in any kind of a policy discussion, typically. I know there are exceptions to this. But this reliance on violence and destruction is really regrettable. I'm sad to see that because, as I said before, those who are speaking out against Israel and who are trying to halt the killing of innocent lives in Gaza and in the West Bank and so on, they have a very important principled point, which is that what Netanyahu is doing, what Israel is doing, is not self-defense. It is aggression. It is genocide. Netanyahu is a war criminal. Let's be clear. There's no doubt about that. And the torture, the killing, the deliberate killing of women and children and doctors and college professors and so on throughout Gaza, these are inexcusable crimes against humanity. But it doesn't mean that the right way to protest that is to start destroying property and lighting things on fire and getting increasingly violent. So I disagree with the methods, although I agree with the underlying principle that Netanyahu is a war criminal and that he must be stopped. But the way to go about stopping him is not by becoming a increasingly violent mob. I can't condone that. The way to stop Netanyahu, I believe, number one, pressure our representatives in Congress to stop taking AIPAC money, stop defending Israel's genocide, stop sending money to Israel or weapons to Israel. We can provide domestic pressure. And by the way, if Trump does become president, and I know that Trump overall has a pro-Israel stance, and J.D. Vance also is very strongly pro-Israel, well, I intend to give them an earful about this. If they support sending more bombs and weapons to Israel that are being used to harm or kill innocent civilians as part of this so-called war on Hamas, which is just an excuse for genocide, I'm gonna yell about it. They're gonna hear from me about that. I do not condone this. You're not doing this in my name. And even though ultimately I will vote for Trump, I just want to be clear. I've made my decision now. I've been back and forth on this, but I'm voting for Trump, Vance. Okay, even though I'm doing that, because you know what other choice do we have in America? You can't vote for the America-hating Marxists, right? So I'm voting for Trump, Vance. And if Trump wins, I'm going to let my voice be heard on these issues that matter. I'll say yes. Number one, Trump, put America first. Close the open border first. And yes, we need to deport illegals. Deport illegal aliens out of this country. We've got to restore America. But those pro-Palestine protesters at the universities, most of them are not illegals, by the way. Most of them are on student visas. Or they're, you know, TAs or some of them are professors and so on. They have student visas. So you can't really just deport them. They're here legally. I say focus on deporting the illegals that are carrying out crimes all across this country, that are looting people's homes and squatting and carjacking and raping and all those kinds of things. I mean, we got to have priorities here. Protect our border first and stop making Israel your number one priority here. Put America as your top priority. After all, it's the American people that are voting for you, that are voting you into power. And we've got to not only protect our border, we have to restore the rule of law. We have to restore domestic energy production. We've got to have affordable energy in order for business to function and for food prices to fall so that food can become more affordable to the American people. There are so many things that we have to do first before you even think about Israel. But as all of that is happening, we need to send a strong message to Washington, D.C., to our senators, and including Senator Ted Cruz, talking to you in Texas. Senator Cruz, stop sending bombs to Israel. It's destroying your reputation. You know, Senator Cruz does a lot of good work on a lot of issues. He's on the right side of so many things. He's all about protecting the border. You know, he's pro-Second Amendment. He's overall pro-freedom of speech. He's pro-religious freedom. You know, there are many issues where Senator Cruz is really great. But this wholesale support for Israel's genocide, it's a failing on his part, in my view. And I will let him know that. And he'll probably say, okay, noted, I hear you, I disagree. And he'll say that he's going to support Israel no matter what. And okay, well, that's his choice. He's a senator. He got elected. He has free will. He can, you know, he can make up his own mind what he wants to do. But he's going to hear about it from me. That's what I'm saying. He's going to hear about it. But unlike the radical left, I don't light buildings on fire when I'm unhappy with policy. You know, I don't start burning American flags. You know, I don't loot and spray graffiti all over everything. I'll just record another podcast. You know what I'm saying? And I will do things like I will financially support the candidates that I want to win. And, you know, so I'll make donations to candidates, as I've been doing that recently. It's all on the public record, by the way. I supported Jonathan Emord's campaign to be the United States Senator for Virginia, for example. I have not yet donated to the Trump-Vance campaign. I don't even feel like my donation even matters to his campaign. It's more important that I talk about the principles for this country right now. But I will vote on Election Day. I will use my influence to demand adherence to fundamental humanitarian principles. I will continue to insist on de-escalating from these wars. I will repeatedly state my views and hopefully inform other people who may incorporate some of what I'm saying into some of their own analysis, although everybody makes their own decision and everybody's got their own life experience and all the different variables that come into play. I get it, that's fine. This is what democracy is supposed to look like, is different people, you know, reaching different conclusions sometimes. But I say, stop killing people. Stop funding the military-industrial complex. Stop funding genocide. Focus on solving America's problems, which are numerous. And stop printing trillions of dollars. Otherwise, our dollar will collapse into oblivion. So that's where I stand on these issues. I'm compassionate. I have empathy for all the pain and suffering and death that's happening right now in our world. I am hoping and trying and praying as best I can to help end conflicts, to de-escalate, to share and teach fundamental principles of self-reliance so that people can be healthier and happier and more abundant and more free. I believe that if we have more true freedom, the freedom to speak, freedom of religious expression, economic freedom, and so on, then that will tend to promote freedom around the world. And maybe we will have fewer wars and fewer conflicts as a result. That's my hope. I hope I'm right about that. Can't guarantee it, but that's at least the direction I'm aiming for here. So join me, if you would, in praying for peace. Join me in denouncing violence, denouncing war escalations, and do the best that you can, as I am doing, to send a message peacefully, politely, to our representatives in Washington, D.C., that we do not support Israel's genocide, and most importantly, we demand you do something to protect America first. Protect America first. Otherwise, resign from Congress. That's my take on it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also I'm the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless America. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications. instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.